The starting point for the proposed Davidson Scenic Byway turns out to be a pretty unscenic spot.
Right in front of an old abandoned house, it looks like.
We're at the Iredell County border on Highway 115. That's Old Statesville Road, just north of downtown Davidson.
Now, the documents supporting this designation say that the scenic route traces the evolution of a unique community that was sparked by a commitment to higher education and civic engagement and is sustained by its historic and rural origins and its commitment to its natural assets. Now, I have absolutely no idea what that means, but we're going to go ahead and drive this route and see what we see. We're heading south now on Route 115 toward the town of Davidson.
We parallel the train tracks for about a mile, passing historic homes and a cemetery containing the grave of Confederate General D.H. Hill, who taught at Davidson College before the Civil War.
Now we're passing in front of Davidson College, and we're going to take a left on Concord Road, right here in the center of town.
Soon, we veer left onto Gray Road. The stately college buildings and historic homes with columned porches give way to rolling farmland and
trees. More trees, more big houses set back off the road. Just passing a really lovely pond off to the right here.
Gray Road becomes Graystone Road, and then we go right onto Shearer Road, ending at the entrance to Fisher Farm Park. The whole route is 6 miles, takes about 15 minutes to drive. The Davidson Land Conservancy and Mecklenburg County Board of Commissioners hope scenic byway designation for this country road will draw tourists and give locals a taste of their heritage. But that could be a tall order in a region where people put a premium on wider freeways and faster ways to get where they're going.
Incidentally, if the state does designate this the 55th scenic byway, billboards would be prohibited, but that's already the case in the town of Davidson. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose, traveling the proposed Davidson Scenic Byway.